Well, hello everybody.
Howdy.
Hello.
How's everyone doing?
Can't complain.
Fantastic.
Excellent, excellent. We're joined by a special guest today.
Hello, I'm Luna Dahlia, a Philly-based Trekkie. I host Bar Trek, which is a social club for Trekkies. It's my big nerdy baby, my pride and joy.
Oh, yeah. And we're eating some, dinner, I guess. It's about that time today. So we got made some pasta. I forget what this cut of pasta is called. Do you remember?
Tube.
Delicious tube.
It's a tube that's not penne.
I'm only 10% Italian, so.
Fair. You should at least know 10% of what it is, though. So we got the tubes going. We got a vodka sauce, a vegan vodka sauce on that bad boy. Then some capers up in there. Got some saltiness, some brininess. You can keep eating, everyone.
Yeah.
And then we also got some asparagus. Just sautéed asparagus. And then just plain green peas. Some vegan butter in them.
Heck yeah.
So good.
It's delicious.
Nothing too crazy. I feel like everything could use just a little bit more salt, though.
It always could.
A little extra salt for chef.
I love how this is like chewing ASMR for someone out there.
Somebody.
There's one patron that definitely jerks off to like all of our podcasts.
Oh, really?
At least one.
At least one. I know it.
It's a law of averages, so.
Yeah. And we know who you are, so, if you're beaten right now.
Actually, when you listen to an episode, your phone camera turns on.
It does.
You see everything.
It does.
And we like it.
So how often do you do Bar Trek, Philly?
Once a month.
Once a month?
Once a month, yeah. Nice. It's a highlight of my month, every month.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we just, I play Trek on the projector. I have, like, free pizza. Honestly, it's just an excuse for me to make up Star Trek puns for my drink specials.
Oh, heck yeah.
We'd love to see.
Yeah, what did I do? Pon Fargaritas.
Ooh.
Jemaa Harone on the beach.
A Pon Fargarita.
You ever have any, like, ones that try to, like, make it into the regular rotation on the bar? Or
for the specials?
Yeah.
I switch it up every month.
Oh, nice.
Fresh.
Keep it fresh. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. It's a fun one. It's cute. We've been fostering a very precious little wholesome community.
Nice. Yeah, it's good to have like few bastions of Trek out there forever in every major city, you know.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah, it's the best crew of people, honestly. I love it.
Yeah, I wonder how like a Bar Trek or something like that would do around here. It'd be cool to, like, do a bar trivia for Star Trek or something like that.
Yeah, I imagine pretty well. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is, like, the Sci-Fi Museum. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. That's actually where I don't think they have it anymore, but they did have the spacesuit that Leonard Nimoy wore in Star Trek The Motion Picture.
Yeah, they did.
Sick. I was just in West Hollywood at the Hollywood Museum, and there was some of costumes from Voyager and also some of the movies.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
I love seeing that stuff. Like, I think the last time I was there, though, they didn't have too much Trek stuff. I think it was just, like, a lot of the Firefly stuff. And
Yeah.
But, like, so I was just like, bear, I wanted to see it again.
Different flavors of nerd shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's right connected to the music museum. So you have all, the, like, the stuff with all the Nirvana memorabilia and all that stuff, so.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's, like, not nearly as good as it used to be.
Yeah.
Because it's, it was started and owned by Paul Allen.
Mm.
And then he died. Mm. And so because of that, like, it's not nearly as well-funded anymore.
Mm. It might explain things.
Mm-hmm.
Lost out on that sweet, sweet Star Trek The Motion Picture stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they do have some really good stuff in the gift shop, though. You can get all sorts of flavors things. But, yeah, I think, like, yeah, I mean, I'm sure, like, if there were to be a Trek-related thing out here, it'd probably do pretty well.
We're everywhere.
We're everywhere.
Where did you learn to cook like this?
I don't know, a bunch of kitchens.
Yeah.
We used to work together at Whole Foods in a kitchen.
Yeah.
They're partially, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I just like make tasty things, but I know how to do like all of the vegan replacements. So
mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey, let me make a regular meal, but like switch this out and this out just to make it vegan.
Mm-hmm. So spoiled. Oh yeah.
Yeah. I don't quite think of food as like vegan or anything. I think of food as like objectively good or bad, mm-hmm. and then like how to make those things geared towards certain diets.
Mm-hmm. Real.
I think that's the best way to do it. That way you're not thinking about, like, oh, what can I do with this block of tofu? It's like, nothing good.
Nothing good.
Yeah.
I mean, most people do think tofu is completely unnatural and fake. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it comes in a fucking
square.
Like.
Yeah, yeah. Right. It's like, oh, this thing was grown in the lab.
Yeah. Anything that comes in that, like, specific of a shape is, like, not natural.
Mm-hmm.
Suspect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like the square watermelons from Japan.
Yeah, those are pretty sick, though.
Yeah.
No. I feel like a square watermelon would be a lot easier to fuck than a round watermelon, too.
Explain the logic.
Well, because it's not constantly rolling away from you when you're trying to fuck it.
Okay. I'm assuming you're holding it.
I mean, you could be. I put it down like on a seat like this.
Okay.
A bar stool or something.
Yeah, there you go.
A little bit of a lip.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Personally.
Yeah. Hands behind your back.
Right. Yeah.
You could just nail it down, too, so it doesn't roll around. Just, like, nail it with a hole in.
That's cruel. Yeah. How dare you?
I want to treat her like a lady.
Yeah, right? What'd you say about my girlfriend?
Leave my watermelon out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Fruit, it always seems like it would, like, burn in some way.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, I always got that sense. Like, that's why I've always, like, been very, it's just, you know, you see, like, you know, grew up watching, you know, like, an American Pie or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, no, I mean, there's a lot, you know, apples burn, I think.
That's just going to give you a yeast infection.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, that should have been explored in the movie.
True, honestly.
Yeah. Right. I would love to see Jason Biggs, like, you know, suffering a yeast infection.
Yeah.
You're like, the discharge, it's all chunky and it's coming out of my dick.
Oh, God, the reality of this.
And then Eugene Levy is like, well, son,
let me explain yeast infections to you.
See, when a yeast culture loves your penis,
mm-hmm.
very, very much.
So we are recognizing that there is an inherent danger to all fruit fucking.
Mm-hmm. Living on the edge.
Inherent vice, if you will.
Yeah, advice.
Like the movie.
Yeah.
Slash book. I guess it was a book, too. That was a Pynchon, right? I think.
What was?
Inherent vice.
Oh, it was. Who was that? Yeah, maybe. I saw that movie. I don't remember much of it.
I think that was one of the shorter Pynchon novels. Mm. One of the non-gravity's rainbow.
That was good. I should check it out again.
Excuse me. It'd be cooler if Inherent Vice was about, like, Joe Biden when he was vice president, or Kamala. Ooh, Inherent Vice. There you go.
Or it was about Vice the news articles.
Oh,
yeah, just like, but it's just about like them writing different articles about how I took a bunch of mushrooms. And,
sure.
Yeah.
If it was it was about Kamala Harris, it could be Incoherent Vice.
Absolutely.
Because, you know.
Well, she's our next president.
Well, we didn't just fall out of a coconut tree. Yeah.
You have to look at the context.
You exist in the context in which you are and all that came before you.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I do love the observation that, like, if Obama had said it, like, 8 years earlier, like, people would be walking around with it on shirts, and people would be like, yeah, it was like the most profound thing any president's ever said. Honestly? Which is probably right, you know, if he came up there and he's like, you didn't fall out of a coconut tree. you see, you exist. Yeah.
I mean, I think it did have like a big cultural influence, because I say it to myself all the time.
Oh, now. I do. I mean, it's had a huge impact, but not in the way she wanted it to.
No.
She was probably like, yeah, but that's the best. I think she was like, oh, I'm fucking cooking with this. And then everyone heard it and they're like, dude, what?
What the fuck?
What was, I mean, in like, a lot of stuff goes against her too. Like, I think the reason that if Obama said it, it would have made a lot more sense is like the pacing of how he talks is like, how normal people talk, especially like teachers and professors and stuff like that. And so it sounds informative, but she goes like, what you think? You fell out of a coconut tree? And I'm just like, what is happening, lady? You are losing your shit.
Off-putting.
Oh, yeah. No, you know, I'm looking forward to it actually, like, you know, being, you know, sort of like a live, laugh, love type. Like saying like it's going to be in like flowery script on mom's like house on mom's houses in their kitchen and stuff. Like I love it. Like I think it makes you think. It makes you think about life. And it's kind of just it really makes you think about life. You know, it kind of puts it in context. You know, did I just fall out of a coconut tree or did I exist? You know,
in the context of
everything
all that you are and all that came before you. Oh.
Perfect. I love that.
Right.
I'm gonna get that tattoo.
Yeah. I'm gonna get that tattooed on my dick. It's just gonna say co. Yeah. Just as long as it is.
Yeah. It's like, well, we can try to fit it in.
We might be able to get the word tree on there, but it'll have to be really tall letters. Ooh. That was a good snap.
Oh, nice.
Good neck snap. Yeah. I love in movies when, or TV shows, when a guy just like snaps someone's neck and just like breaks their neck. It's not something you can actually like do in real life. Like I've watched some YouTube videos on it.
And oh, interesting.
Like the amount of like pure like grip power and strength you'd have to do to like yank someone's neck like that is absolutely absurd.
I'm sure that there's a niche fetish for that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's called chiropractor.
Honestly, real.
I mean, it's more of a fetish than it is a medical field.
True. So.
Apparently, yeah. I mean, that's they can write prescriptions and stuff in Florida. It's pretty sick.
That's crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In Florida. Well, that's wild.
Yeah, they're basically seen as like real ass doctors. Hmm. That's apparently who my mom goes to for her medical advice.
That makes sense.
Apparently she just had like, she says she doesn't have COVID, but she has COVID.
Their chiropractor
went to the chiropractor.
Yeah, she went to the chiropractor. Oh, I can rearrange your neck. Here, I can prescribe you some Z-Packs. Just take those and then I'll just realign your spine here and you don't have COVID anymore.
That's wild, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shit is goofy. Goofy shoes. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend goes to a chiropractor, and I think less of her for it.
I'm just concerned for her.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, they cripple you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm fond of her bones, so I'm not looking forward to her being crippled.
No.
Although, that'll make me look like such a cool boyfriend if I have a crippled girlfriend.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Like, everyone thinks that dude's a hero. And people are like, you're such a hero. Good for you.
It's like that episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, what does it make me a hero? Like, the pussy's the same. I don't know.
But you're so brave. Pussy
and crippled.
You're so brave for doing that.
Yeah. This makes it so I can find her easier, you know? Mm-hmm. It's more mobile.
Play little games like make it so if the wheelchair goes faster than 5 miles per hour, it explodes.
Just play speed,
just
with,
like speed with the wheelchair.
Now, that'd be a good movie.
That would be.
I think we found Speed 3. Mm-hmm. Just Stephen Hawking. His wheelchair goes more than 5 miles an hour, it explodes.
where it has to go, I can't go under 5 miles per hour.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So he's just, he's just Benny Hilling his way through town. help me.
He's at a high school track just going in circles. It's just like, help.
Amazing. He's got a giant extension cord hooked up to him so he can recharge his batteries so it doesn't fail, and it just keeps on getting twisted around his wheelchair.
God.
Yeah, I'd watch the fuck out of that.
Yeah. and it has to be roped into Epstein somehow because, you know, big Epstein guy.
Epstein roped himself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like Epstein's behind it. It's like, you were going to reveal my secrets.
Yeah. I feel like that's probably why Stephen Hawking died. He knew too much.
Honestly.
Yeah, about, you know, space, but also Epstein.
That was his two knowledge, you know, his knowledge tree.
Yeah, just two assassins show up at once. Yeah. I was like, well, what are you here to do? Well, I'm here to kill him because he knows too much about space. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm Epstein's guys.
Cool.
Oh, rock, paper, scissors for it?
All right. Whoever loses has to buy a dinner.
I was just going to put a bomb on his chair and make it so it'd blow up if he went under 5 miles an hour.
Oh, that's genius. Honestly. Can I watch?
I love to watch.
Yeah, so so it's like when when Stephen Hawking's just going around on the high school track, there's just like two hitmen sitting in the bleachers watching him.
They're like looking at their watches.
Unplug the extension.
Yeah, they're like, let's see where this goes. No.
Help me. Yeah. Good times. Wow. Clean plate club, both of us. Pounded. Oh, yeah.
I'm finishing it later.
Fair.
Yeah.
You don't, yeah, no requirements to finish now. You just get extra points for being in the clean plate club.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we tally up those points at the end of the month, and nothing changes.
Nothing changes.
Nothing ever changes. Now we keep backsliding right into fascism, regardless of how many times we get clean plate club.
Dude, the clean plate club points are completely useless to stop the creeping crawl of fascism. Yeah.
No.
Right. Just like, no, but look how many times we cleaned our plates.
Yeah.
It's meaningless.
Yeah. Joe Biden, hey, Jack, I see you clean your plate, but that's not going to do anything for those Gazans, because that a damn Hamas. Damn Hamas is
I'm sure we could pay some sort of like think tank to actually make a graph that shows like a downward slope of just like of fascism and then like the rise of the clean plate club points.
You're probably
direct correlation.
A lot of people say that the Soviets on the Eastern Front are really the ones that ended Nazism, but we all know it was a clean plate club.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
heroes.
To be fair, I feel like
we should have Purple Hearts.
We should. We should. I mean, yeah, I've definitely had a tummy ache.
Yeah, you've had a tummy ache.
I've had a tummy ache, and I think I should get a Purple Heart for that.
I know there has been times where you've made me too much food, and I finish it, and I'm just like, woof, wow, my tummy hurts. And
yeah, right, and then you fucking go blow out my toilet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then, so the toilet gets the Purple Heart in this situation.
Yeah. My toilet deserves a brown heart for sure. Well, cool. That's dinner time. That's our dinner. We're going to go record an episode. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.